All right, moving on to the final element of our exciting and meaty agenda today is the Press Office Acknowledgement of Complaints Memorandum from Commissioner Dickerson. I'll give everyone a moment to get settled. And with that, I will pass this on to Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I really, really hate going after something like that, but the chair sets the agenda. So this policy implements a legal recommendation of our Office of General Counsel from 2006. It's intended and as a ministerial action to take up and resolve a question that appears to have fallen through the cracks for nearly 17 years. It should not reflect on the press office, which has been diligently following its own policy in the absence of commission guidance. The commission has waived its privileges with regard to OGC's 2006 memorandum, which is available on our website. And that allows the public, I think, a window into our reasons for considering this policy and I hope taking it up. I want to highlight, though, 2 points. First, as the memorandum notes, this policy does not affect the ability of complainants to discuss their complaints with the public and the press. Existing advisory opinions already protect that conduct. And I would add personally that a contrary rule would raise significant constitutional difficulties. Obviously, complainants publicly discussing their own complaints are engaged in First Amendment protected speech. I would add that so is criticism of this commission and its members, even when uninformed, unflattering, and hyperbolic. As a matter of constitutional avoidance, I do not believe our confidentiality rules could prohibit complainants from engaging in these public discussions and advocacy, even in the absence of any on-point advisory opinion, and I would expect to vote accordingly in any enforcement action. Second, as the memorandum also emphasizes, confidentiality is a protection for respondents. There are policy arguments for why a given respondent may prefer that we confirm the filing of a complaint. These arguments are, in my view, foreclosed by the regulation. More importantly, they are also paternalistic because the confidentiality protections are entirely in respondents' hands. If particular respondents wish the commission to confirm or deny the filing of a complaint, they need to merely waive their confidentiality rights. With that introduction, Madam Chair, and with deference to my colleagues and their questions, I'm prepared to offer a motion at the appropriate time.
Thank you. Colleagues, any discussion? Question? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you to Commissioner Dickerson for bringing this before the commission. And I particularly appreciate his comments about the First Amendment rights of complainants, because that I have to say was my number one concern. And even having heard Commissioner Dickerson's comments, I have to say I still have some concern about this regulation, which I think the regulation, frankly, goes beyond the statute, which doesn't mention complaints, mentions notifications, doesn't mention complaints. I think in expanding on that, on what's in the statute, may be ill-advised, but it is a regulation that is lawfully promulgated and on our books. So the question is, you know, what is the best reading of that? What does it actually mean? When the regulation says no complaint filed with the commission may be made, there's an ellipsis in there, shall be made public by the commission or by any person or entity without the written consent of the respondent. That seems like a very broad statement. And as I said, I'm somewhat, I'm happy to hear Commissioner Dickerson say that he also thinks there would be First Amendment concerns if we try to actually enforce that against a complainant. The right to criticize the government, the right to file complaints against people who are in office is really at the heart of the First Amendment. So, you know, if we were to try to limit that some way, I think that really would be constitutionally infirm. But I do worry that that's what the regulation kind of says. So I think the wording of the regulation is problematic. Having said that, again, I go back to what does it mean to say that no one may make public complaint filed with the commission. Now, the complaint is a document. It's a series of words on pages that have meaning and content. And I'm not ultimately convinced. I thought about this long and hard, but I'm not ultimately convinced that it is making the complaint public to state whether the complaint has or has not been filed. And I think that there are solid reasons why the content should remain confidential, but it's less clear to me from a transparency standpoint that it is a good policy to say that the existence of the complaint and whether it has been filed is something that is either protected by this regulation or is a good idea to hold back from the public. I think that, that there's been a press policy dating back to pretty much the origins of the commission. And it was not something that the press office made up. It was something that commissioners had input into, you know, well before my time, that it was appropriate to either confirm or deny the existence of a complaint if a usually comes up with a reporter asking, so-and-so says they filed a complaint against this other person. Is that true? If we are in a position to confirm or deny that, we can also ward off rumor mongering and conspiracy theories by people who say they filed a complaint, but actually did not go through the effort of filing a complaint or did not have a basis for jumping through all the hoops. They weren't willing to get it notarized and sign the complaint, but they just want to cause trouble for someone out there. I think it's an interesting legal question that I was thinking about this morning. If there isn't actually a complaint and therefore there isn't actually a respondent, can the respondent waive confidentiality over when they're not indeed a respondent? I think that would be an unfortunate interpretation to say you can only waive confidentiality over an actual complaint and not over a fraudulent claim of a complaint that doesn't even exist. But I think that the transparency mission of the commission has to be balanced against the confidentiality obligations of the commission under the statute. Statute, as I said, doesn't touch this. It's just a question of regulation. But I think that in my own view, the better reading of the regulation is that it covers the contents, the complaint itself, the documents, the contents of it, not the fact of whether it has been filed or not. So as I said, I appreciate Commissioner Dickinson's efforts, and I thought long and hard about this, but I'm definitely not going to be able to take this point.
Any further discussion? Moving on to motion, Commissioner Dickinson.
Let me turn to the parliamentarian. I think it'd be more appropriate to move instruction to the press office than to move the agenda document. Would you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. Laconic as ever, sir. In that case, I move that the commission direct that the press office decline to confirm or deny the filing of any complaint in response to future inquiries.
Any second the motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
The motion passes by a vote of 4-2. With the Vice Chair, Commissioner Dickerson, Commissioner Traynor, and myself in favor, Commissioner Weintraub and Broussard opposed. That, Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters that need to be discussed?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Careful. Well, this concludes our open agenda. Thank you all for a great meeting today, and we stand adjourned.